This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
This is one of those crossover episodes where I want to play Willie Nelson's On the Road Again, because Ty Bollinger's on the road again, heading to Toronto for Total Health. My friend, stay safe on the highway as we're on the air here.
All right, Steve, what's up, buddy? Yeah, good to talk to you, and we are on the road again. Heading up to Toronto, Canada for Total Health again. It's hard to believe. It just seems like last month that we were up here last year. It's flown by. The year has really flown by.
One of the fastest years in recorded memory, I think. But thankfully, we do have proof that it was a year, because each and every week we get to go outside the box together. And I'm flying high to Toronto tomorrow, but I will say I'm flying high a little bit after watching episode 7, the final episode of The Truth About Vaccines, TMB. And it wasn't because I'm in it. It was because for the first time ever in that kind of a forum with that kind of an audience, we revealed an option that most people on planet Earth know nothing about: homeoprophylaxis for immunity.
Yeah, we did. And I know that you're not excited about episode 7 because you were in it. You got the smallest ego of anybody I know. But it was a good segment to begin with, because I wanted to open up with an alternative, and homeoprophylaxis with the nozodes, you and Scylla Wadcott discussing that, the two Indian medical doctors discussing, you know, homeoprophylaxis being used in India, you know, approved by the government. It was, I think that really indicated to people that this is not just some quack herbs. This is something that's being used in conjunction with, you know, traditional medicine in India, in the Republic of India, and being used very successfully. You and Scylla both discussed the leptospirosis in Cuba. And then the two Indian medical doctors, I won't even try to say their names, I will butcher them.
Yes.
They both discussed the Japanese encephalopathy encephalitis that was there, mm-hmm, in India, and how successful homeoprophylaxis was with treating that.
And Ty, it wasn't, as you know, 10, 100, 1,000. We're talking millions of people in both the Cuba study and then what they are reporting out of India. We're talking millions. Multiple millions of people.
Tens of millions. It was 20 million, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it 20 million in India?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 20 million people were covered with homeoprophylaxis. And you know, the last Indian medical doctor shared that, you know, there was an outbreak of Japanese encephalitis in Uttar Pradesh, and there was a couple of others. Andhra Pradesh, mm-hmm, and that was the only area where the death and the mortality and morbidity decreased was in the one state where they used the homeopathy. The other states that were not using the homeopathy, there was no reduction in mortality and morbidity. So, you know, that's a good, what is that? What type of study is that? I'm blanking out.
Epidemiological.
Epidemiology. Yeah. That was an epidemiological study right there. That was the only difference is that nozodes and homeopathy were used in the one state in India, and the morbidity and mortality rates decreased. That in and of itself shows that it was effective.
Yeah, it's just fascinating, though, that this for the first time, and I think of how old homeopathy is, over 200 years, and recognize how almost totally and completely it's been eliminated from any mainstream media reporting. And, you know, we've talked about the Flexner Report of 1910, how it changed the face of medical education in America and the West, and what has transpired since then. And rather than going to the government, like they have in India, interestingly enough, as you mentioned, that it's acknowledged, it's supported, it's funded, we have to go and end around the old media. And that's what the Truth About Vaccines has done for the last 7 nights. And it's still airing. I think you said it's going to air till midnight tonight, Eastern time.
Yeah, Robert, it's actually going to air for the next couple of days. I think we decided to extend it. We've got a lot of feedback from people that wanted to see, you know, the previous episode. So it looks like we're going to do a weekend replay as well. And one thing that we didn't realize when we initially scheduled the Truth About Vaccines this last weekend to begin was that it was Easter weekend. And so we had a lot of people say, I couldn't see the first few episodes because we were out for Easter. We're traveling, and so we're going to rerun the whole thing this weekend, a replay of all 7 episodes, so people can watch it at their leisure. It's interesting. Charlene and I will be doing another Q&A like we've done in the past, and a couple of people said, you know, you have, and I'm going to get Charlene to ask me this question.
Sure.
When we're doing the Q&A, because it's just so funny. They're like, you have no respect for people that want to celebrate Easter because you ran this over Easter weekend. So, you know, I wasn't able to see it because I'm religious. So, you know, y'all are being, you know, sacrilegious by running it over Easter weekend. Like, sorry, we had no idea. It didn't even dawn upon us when we first scheduled this that was Easter weekend. We just didn't know. And it's also Charlene's birthday. So I guess I'm not only an anti-religious, I'm an anti-birthdayite.
Oh my gosh. You know, I feel like a cad because I missed Charlene's birthday as well. But I was up in Minnesota for the weekend with my son having a great time. And you know, if we speak of resurrection issues, I mean, we're resurrecting the truth here, are we not?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes, we are. And Robert, you're always so faithful. Of all of our friends, you are right at the top of the list of remembering birthdays. So we appreciate that about you.
It's the kids for me, because you know how it is when you're a kid, how much your birthday means. When we're adults,
yeah.
I know it's fun, and some people are into it more than others. For me, it's like, oh yeah, it's kind of cool, but I'm more interested in like the kids
you always remember the kids' birthday, and you're right. And if you're an adult, so what? It's
yeah.
birthday. I mean, big deal. I couldn't care less about a birthday, but kids, you know, you're faithful to remember the kids, and you always call and, you know, wish them happy birthday on their birthday. So we do appreciate that about you. A lot of people.
Oh my gosh.
Don't think that's a big deal, but it is to the kids.
It is, and it's to me, too. That's why I'm so glad that I didn't screw up there. But, boy, oh, boy, Charlene, she has permission to scold me when I see her in Toronto for missing hers on the day. So,
I'll let her know.
All right. But, yes, if we talk about resurrecting the truth, which I think is a big, big deal, there's obviously going to be people that will attack, as they did on the Truth About Cancer. But I think more people than not are just plain grateful that finally this information is getting out. And, you know, for me, it's not only the tragedy that we cover here on the show of those who have been vaccine injured, but to really provide positive outlooks and options, just like we did with the Truth About Cancer, that there are ways to prevent and reverse these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases. As I've argued for many years, there's no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease, but they're promoting healthy people as if they're disease carriers because their families or their parents are saying, no vaccines for my children.
Yeah, and we're going to cover some articles today that are just absurd instances of, you know, it's clear instances where vaccines have injured, you know, and if those that watch the Truth About Vaccines, and by the way, you know, we must have done a good job of trying to stay as unbiased as possible, because the pro-vaxxers are attacking and the anti-vaxxers are attacking the anti-vax enough, so I guess we did a good job.
Right. Well, and that was pretty difficult. I mean, because you and I both know firsthand, and we raise our children different than the medical mainstream. Yet at the same time, I agree with the perspective that if you can kind of be somewhat neutral in terms of presentation, we have an option to reach new people. Whereas if you're just going to what we already know, you're going to alienate or have people that would never watch it, never begin to watch it. And that's not our intent.
Huh. And I think we did. I think we had a lot of people that would have never watched another episode, you know, another documentary on that was just bashing vaccines. Which in the end, you know, the truth about vaccines, and we share the truth, it's not bashing vaccines, it's just, here's the facts, here's the science. Vaccines do damage. It's the policy of the U.S. government that vaccines damage. It's just a matter of, are there enough benefits to outweigh the damage that could potentially be caused? So that's the real question. It's not a question of, do vaccines harm? That's the official policy of the U.S. government after 2011, Brucewicz versus Wyatt. That's the position, is that they do cause harm, period. It's just, are the benefits enough to outweigh those risks? I mean, you know, every time you step into a car, we know that there's a risk that you could be in an accident. So there's no doubt that people get in car accidents. But is the benefit, you know, right now, I think the benefits, we're driving to Toronto. I think the benefit's greater than the risk. But with vaccines, are we given that informed consent? And that's what we're really after, is to be given informed consent. Here's the risk, here's the benefits, right. Now make your choice.
Yeah, we're going to give you some informed consent as far as the Toronto Total Health event, as to the presentations that are available to you, including Ty's and mine, and when we have our great panel discussion together and others. We're going to let that loose today on the air in just a few minutes, too. But, Ty, as we talk about the truth about vaccines and the people that may have missed some of the episodes, I want to reiterate to you folks that you still have an opportunity to watch it. There's going to be a replay weekend coming up. And if you want to purchase the entire 7 episodes, I think there's like a 50% off deal happening for Friday. Is that right?
It's 50% off until Friday midnight, I believe it is. So, you know, I'd encourage, there's a lot of people that are sending in questions, you know, how can I help? The way you can help is do the buy one, get one free. It's basically buy one, get one free. Buy the series, you know, support our mission. This is a mission that we're trying to get this information to the world. Do the buy one, get one, and then give the extra copy to someone that needs it. That's the way you can help. Because just think, if everybody that did the buy one, get one, gave it to somebody that's kind of on the fence or doesn't know, think about the way that this information could get out there. That's how you can help.
Exactly. So everybody, take a moment to go look at the page. We have links up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. But however you get there to the truth about vaccines, please consider getting the 7 episodes, and at the buy one, get one special, you can give it away, support somebody who can't get it for any reason, and you'll continue to help this mission along and bring out the truth about so many things that we love to do here as we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger on each and every hump day Wednesday of the week. Now, links are always up to archives. Those of you who are new to the program, we have hundreds and hundreds of hours together with Ty Bollinger, which is great. Very exciting, the fun things that we get to cover together. And occasionally we get to do events together, too. And you'll have books available in Toronto. We'll have Unlock the Power to Heal for those rare occasions when we are together, get to sign the books together for you as well. So very exciting for that, too.
Yeah, I hope anybody that's up there British Columbia?
No, we're in Ontario. DC? Yeah, no, one
Ontario,
day.
That's right, Toronto, Ontario, that's right. I'm such a dumb host. Yeah.
one day we'll get out to Vancouver and British Columbia together.
Yeah,
I've been longing to do that.
Yeah, that's right. So anybody that's up there in Ontario, sorry. Come on out to Toronto Convention Center. We're going to be there beginning Friday all the way to Sunday.
Yep.
And I speak a couple times while I round table. I know you speak a couple times. Dr. Darrell Wolf will be up there. He speaks a few times as well. So come on out and join the party.
All right, we'll reveal it all coming up after the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us. Ty Bollinger on the road, and I will be shortly as well. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Outside Robert the Box, Scott Bell Show.
North of the border. We're heading to Toronto. Total Health coming up. And Ty Bolger's there. Our buddy Daryl Wolf, Dr. Daryl Wolf, the doc of detoxing. I'll be doing some live and pre-recorded broadcasts from Toronto as well. So hopefully we'll hear from the doc of detox. Our buddy Paul Baratero from Echo Water will have his Echo Water available at the booth. So we'll be hydrogenating. I can't even say what we'll be doing. We'll be drinking lots of molecular hydrogen.
We're not going to hydrogenate ourselves. We'll hydrate ourselves.
And loads of hydrogen coming in through the water, thanks to Paul Baratero. We're looking forward to that as well. You can download the free ebook, including information we included on that in our book, Together, Unlock the Power to Heal. So upcoming, let me go through some of the schedule here for those of you planning to be in with us in Toronto. There is a link to actually totalhealthshow.com. And Ty is going to be speaking first and foremost. Actually, the episode one is going to be previewed for everybody in person Friday evening, 7 to 9, for the truth about vaccines. Then we're both on a panel discussion presentation, advanced natural treatments for vibrant health using nutrition, supplements, light, and electrotherapies, and more, Saturday noon to 2 in room 206. And I believe the doc of detox will be with us. You and I will be on the panel. I think George Norrie is going to be doing the Q&A.
So, yeah, that should be interesting, shouldn't it?
I think it'll be rather fascinating. And then Saturday's the big day as far as that goes, beyond the panel discussion from noon to 2. You're going to be on at 3 o'clock that day for a discussion about the truth about vaccines.
I think that's right. Saturday afternoon after the panel is my first lecture, and I do talk about vaccines in that one. And then I think I have a 1 hour lecture. Then I think Sunday I have 2 hours.
Yeah, we're going to
talk about cancer on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. I want to go through the discussion here. I've got a new topic that I'm bringing out based on the truth about vaccines and more, called A Paradigm for the Living: Immunity So Strong You Have Nothing to Fear. And, yes. You know, that headline or title is so cool, I want to attend that lecture. And that'll be in the same room as Ty, but it'll be at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 on Saturday afternoon. And then I believe later that evening, docuseries Truth About Vaccines Episode 2 will be airing 6 to 8 on Saturday evening. And then Sunday, there's more fun to be had. As you said, you've got a two-hour presentation on the truth about cancer, again in room 206 up at Total Health. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And Ty, following your two-hour Truth About Cancer presentation, which I love so much, I'll be in the same room. Just hand over the baton or microphone, and I'm going to be talking from our book, The Unlock the Power to Heal, about lung health, lung recovery. And it's just something so few people know about, the different nuances and remedies that can be done to restore integrity to healing your lungs.
So basically what you're saying is that I'm going to warm up the crowd for you. You're going to go right after me, and then they're going to say, man, you seem really interesting compared to that funny-looking guy that just got stage.
No, what's going to happen is they're going to be so out of breath from trying to keep up with all the information you're going to give them that I'm going to have to come in and help their lungs work again.
You know, get out of here, you hoser.
No, you're integratively connected, integral to the connection here, because, again, it's in our book, so we're going to be covering that for the first time, so that'll be fun.
Very interesting. Yeah, I guess I'll have to stay around for that. I was thinking about bolting afterwards, but since you'll be there, I'll probably stay and listen. Might even heckle you a little bit.
All right.
We'll make sure that Charlene and the kids are there, too. We'll all heckle you.
All right. Well, you can do that. But don't bolt. Just molt. And then, you know, open up into a beautiful butterfly.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell we're going to have some fun together once again, my friend. So let's see. What else? We got a couple of minutes here before the segment's over. We got more to do, of course. But looking at a little bit more on the vaccine issue. And, you know, what we have is a bias within the judicial arena, among the medical arena, et cetera. There's a story here about a baby's health rapidly declining after receiving 13 vaccines at one time. And rather than being concerned about the baby and the baby's health, they immediately attack the mother as being somehow abusive because she doesn't agree with the doctors. I mean, there's a lot wrong with this picture.
There's a lot wrong with it, Robert, because the reality is we've stopped using our brain, right? You know, so we hear this story. It's repeated over and over and over, millions of times, literally millions of times. I took my kid in. The kid was normal. We got shots, and the kid changed. The kid couldn't talk. The kid doesn't walk anymore. The baby's rolling his eyes, drooling, okay? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that something happened from those vaccines. But we stopped being logical. We stopped using our minds. And now, instead of saying, yeah, let's look at those vaccines and try to determine what might have affected the kid in a negative way, we blame the mother for questioning the doctor.
Right.
It's almost like a weird warped version of Stockholm syndrome or something. It's like the mother's supposed to say, oh, thank you, doctor. Mm-hmm. Thank you for damaging my child.
Well, the question should be, well, what happened just prior to this, for instance, change in growth patterns and behavior and cognitive ability? It was a vaccine. Oh, well, then it had nothing to do with it, right? You hit your toe with a hammer, and the doctor says it wasn't the hammer that did anything. Listen, we got to take a break. We got a lot more Outside the Box coming up after this break. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Remember the truth about vaccines. We've got a special extended play weekend coming up, and we'll be in Toronto together with the Total Health crew and our friends Dr. Daryl Wolf and Paul Baratero and many others. And just like I said, it's amazing how fast time is flying here. And we'll be all together again. And I want to remind folks, too, and unfortunately, TMB, you've just been so busy, you need to go home and rest with your family after this. But I'm going to head out to San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer and hang out with our other buddy, two of them at least, Dr. Rashid Batar, of course, and Dr. Tony Jimenez at the Best Answer for Cancer.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to Toronto, and then I'm so looking forward to going home and relaxing afterwards with the fam. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Right.
I need a little bit of R&R.
Right. Enjoy the home life at that point. But the work continues behind the scenes. People don't. I joke about it sometimes when we're on the air together because I know what you go through in putting these videos together. It's not a small task at all. It's such an important task as well, and that's why in many cases you have the rise up opposition, because there are kind of demonic forces that are allied against letting people know that they should have fully informed choices about what they inject into their children. And of course, with this poor family in Atlanta, this woman, and they're African American by heritage, I guess, and they are just being hounded, and the mom's being blamed for this because she disagreed with the doctor. She's observing what happened after the catch-up round of shots, 8 shots at one time, and this is a scenario that targets those who are not aware that doctors don't know everything about vaccines, that they haven't studied the details, that they haven't looked into these ingredients.
Well, in that same city of Atlanta, you and I were there a few years ago, right in front of the CDC, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the CDC, if people aren't aware of that story, they knew about 15 years ago that the MMR vaccine was actually causing autism in black baby boys. So it's funny. It's not funny. It's interesting that here's another story of an African-American family. Baby's damaged by the vaccines. Mom gets blamed, but had nothing to do with the vaccines. It's bizarre how, if you're doing investigative work, you have to keep all of the suspects open until you decide who did it. Right? That was an analogy that Nico LaHood used. The district attorney from San Antonio. He does this all the time. He says, but the interesting thing is with vaccines, we're told no, it can't be them. Can't have been the cause of this damage. And that's just not good investigative work. We can't rule something out before we know who did it.
And not only that, Ty, the main study that they point to, the CDC points to say that vaccines don't cause autism, was conducted and overseen by a fugitive from the law. He's on, the Interpol 10 most wanted list. He's Paul Thorson. And you think about a district attorney going, all right, what's our case here to prosecute? Well, the evidence is that there's a fugitive who did a study, and we're relying upon his word that what he says is true. You mean he's a fugitive? He's most wanted? Yes. I don't think we have much of a strong case here at that point. But yet that is what the CDC is using to throw against, for instance, this young African-American mom and targeting her because she's, said to the doctors, hey, I think it's the vaccines.
Yeah, and that is the main study that the CDC is still relying on, which is shown to have been false. It's interesting. You have some people like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has been discredited or attempted to be discredited. He's been maligned. He's been kicked out of his country for a study that has been replicated 28 times. So his data was good. His results were good. Andy did nothing wrong. But he's been just totally persecuted because of a study that has been replicated 28 times. Now, here's a study by the CDC that was one of the lead authors as a fugitive from Interpol, 10 most wanted, stole $1 million from them on that study, fled to Denmark, but they still rely on that study, and those numbers have not been replicated. That study has been shown to have been fraudulent. As a matter of fact, that was one of the studies that was involved with the William Thompson. The whole William Thompson deal with the CDC whistleblower revolved around that particular study. They knew that vaccines were causing autism, and they did nothing about it. They buried the data. But it's hidden in plain sight, and that's the problem. It's too obvious. Here's a study that has been shown to have been falsified. They doctored the numbers. If you saw the episode episode 6 with Brian Hooker, he said they got in and they cooked the books, whatever his exact term, that William Thompson told him the CDC had cooked the books to get the result they wanted to show no correlation. And now it's come out that we know they cooked the books. We know what the real data is. We know that it was causing autism at 3 times the rate in African-American baby boys. And yet we still rely on that. The CDC still relies on that study.
And then we have a story here, Ty, from our friends at Health Impact News about Spain High Court ruling that the HPV vaccine indeed caused the death of another young woman. The courts sometimes will look in a dispassionate way. They say justice is blind. Occasionally you can get beyond the conflicts of interest, even the judiciary, and they'll recognize the truth, these facts. and another HPV vaccine death in Spain. Again, the probably more than any other, targeting young girls, prepubescent girls for HPV vaccinations. And, you know, sometimes it happens, and it's not once in a while. It's happening. There are a lot of little children, girls particularly, that are meeting their ultimate untimely demise.
It really is sad. And so I interviewed Dr. Sinhang Lee, mm-hmm. who's a pathologist, a medical doctor from China. And he, you know, he's done autopsies on numerous young children and teenagers that died. And he ruled they died from the Gardasil vaccine. As of the first of this year, I searched using the MedAlert search engine. There's 250 deaths attributable to Gardasil that have been reported. Now, we estimate that that's about one-tenth of the actual deaths, but it may be less than that. But 250 have been reported linked to Gardasil. It's by far the most deaths of any vaccine that have been reported to the VAERS system. But I don't know if you saw in episode number 5, but that was one of the parts that Charlene said was one of her favorite parts was the girls in Colombia. The most touching parts was the video of the 700 girls in Carmen de Bolivar in Colombia that had been damaged by the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, it's profound when you start seeing the faces of real humans, real girls that have been impacted and affected. Now they're just not statistics that can be kind of blown off by the medical establishment and the media that they have bought. And that's the real face of these injuries. And let's put this in perspective, folks. The human papillomavirus, which they say is sexually transmitted and may result in genital warts, for instance, or other wart manifestations, is normally cleared by a healthy immune system, sometimes in as little as 2 weeks with no intervention whatsoever. Of course, right. There are other things that can modulate immunity. We've talked beta-1,3-D glucan for better way health. We've talked silver hydrosol direct, you know. So it's not like, we're Ty Bollinger and Robert Scabell are saying, hey, there's nothing you can do. You're screwed because you don't believe in vaccines. No. There are many things, including homeoprophylaxis. I go back to episode 7 and the fact that you can use HPV nozotes to sensitize safely without harming them. And of course, Sinhang Lee as well has said that the HPV vaccine, Gardasil and Cervarix, are not actually cancer prevention vaccines, even though they're claimed to be so, but unlawfully because they were never approved officially for prevention of cancer.
And then Judy Mikovits has shared that same sentiment as well. You know, she's a almost 30-year veteran of the National Cancer Institute. That's what she did was study cancer and cervical cancer, and she asserted that same thing that the Gardasil vaccine, the cervix vaccine, had never prevented a single case of cervical cancer.
Yeah, and that's pretty significant when you hear the media saying everybody should get their jab or their shot, depending on which media you read, because if not, you're for cancer. You want your kids to grow up and have cancer, your girls, right. And it's absurd, absolutely absurd.
And you've got the propaganda, you know, I wish I had known, wish I had known, you know, tugging on the heartstrings, these commercials, you know, and the United States is one of the only two, I think, countries in the world, along with New Zealand, that advertises pharmaceuticals on TV.
Right.
So we're talking about vaccines, we're talking about pharmaceutical drugs. No other country does this, the direct-to-consumer advertising of medical interventions like pharmaceutical drugs and like vaccines. Nobody else does this.
Right. So we have to, look at the marketing, the PR campaigns that we have to counteract just to get real information out there. Not to sell anything per se, but just to get communication going so that, you know, parents could go, wait a second, they didn't say that in the commercial. Right? They didn't say that it wasn't actually a cancer vaccine. That wasn't how it was approved. It's like covers 4 of 120 plus different strains of HPV. But even so, to take a polymerase chain reaction test on unknown fragments of genetic material in the cervix of a woman who has cervical cancer and then say, aha, we found it, when you find evidence that she may have had HPV present there 20 or 30 years earlier, it does not causation make. I can't be clearer about that. Or maybe if I can, maybe you can help me.
It's pretty crystal clear, especially if you watch that episode and we saw these experts that's all they do. You know, you look, there were some quotes that I referenced by Diane Harper, who was one of the ones that will work to get the Gardasil vaccine on the market initially, basically saying, this doesn't prevent cervical cancer. It's not worth it. You know, it's almost the equivalent of the PSA test. You know, the inventor of the PSA test has come out, you know, the prostate-specific antigen, which is not prostate-specific, by the way, but they come out and say, you know, you might as well biopsy a man for having blue eyes. An elevated PSA has nothing to do with prostate cancer. Well, here's one of the ladies that was involved with the initial vaccines for HPV saying these vaccines aren't doing what they need to.
Right. Of course, they have 20 to 30 years to sell them falsely to the public through public health agencies until they finally, it becomes so obvious that they don't prevent cervical cancer that they may actually increase the risk for it. And certainly we've seen evidence of the risk to and the real changes and transformations of healthy tissue within the cervical area to dysplasia or, you know, abnormal cells and inflammation after these HPV vaccines.
Yeah, and you know what, one of the interesting quotes to me, Robert, was in one of the last episodes, Barbara Lowe Fisher with the National Vaccine Information Center. She sat in on one of the meetings with the pharmaceutical companies that were trying to get the hepatitis B vaccine on the market. I don't know if you remember this quote, but she said that one of the representatives got up and said, we are going to have to get the teenagers or the babies to take this or give this to babies because we can't get the teenagers to take it, and we're not going to have an orphan drug on our hands.
Hmm.
In other words, we've already spent all the millions and tens of millions of dollars to get this approved, and even though it's junk, it doesn't work, we're not going to let all that money go down the toilet. We've got to find some group to inject with these vaccines, so let's hit the babies, basically, is what they were saying.
Basically, and that's when they, you know, through capture, basically, they capture the entire hospital system, that if you bear a baby in a hospital, they're born there, they will automatically get an hepatitis B vaccine, because you know when you're not looking, the little baby will crawl away from the delivery room and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. Of course, it's absolutely patently absurd. So, folks, we're going to bring some more common sense to you as we go outside the box each and every week here with Ty Bollinger. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We've got links to the truth about vaccines as well. They're going to be replaying a whole viewing weekend while we'll be in Toronto together. And, of course, I want you to pick that up at 50% off. There's a deal through Friday, and you definitely want to take advantage of that so you can help pay it forward and continue this mission of bringing the truth about so many things out to those who desperately need it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax.
Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, come and see us in Toronto, Total Health. We're going to have a great time in the Canadian province of Ontario. Of course, we do wish to go to British Columbia one day. We could visit the Dock of Detox up there north of Vancouver where he is.
And I'm such a hoster, I didn't even know the difference between Ontario, British Columbia, or the fact that their province is not states, but... You know, all I have to say to that is,
it's okay to be a hoser. We've got lots of fun to happen up there with our hockey puck friends north of the border. Now, we've got loads of listeners in Canada. We hope you're planning to be there because we'll be on our way soon. Now, there's back in the States real quick here, there's an alert of 134 pro-vaccine bills active in 35 states, and this is through Natural News, this article we have linked in the show notes. But it's not time to rest. You know, you've learned, if you haven't already, watch the truth about vaccines. And again, we're coming out. We have personal beliefs about what we would or would not do for our children. I've been open and admit, you know, happily admitting that my kids have never been vaccinated, nor have they ever had an antibiotic, because we have other ways to address things. But the idea is not to ban them, as much as that might be arguably a good thing based on how dangerous they are, but to at the very least inform you fully so that you don't fall prey to bad science or junk science. Unfortunately, now the government has thrown its lot in with Big Pharma because there's so much money flowing that way. So you're not going to hear information like this through the mainstream media.
No, and you're right. It's not about really advocating banning anything. It's educating, right? And if you educate people that, hey, this is a this is a potential poisonous toxin that you're about to inject, this could damage your brain, then you don't have to ban it. People won't do it once they know about it. The problem is that people aren't educated, and so they're not aware of these detrimental consequences that can result from these toxic injections of all kinds of various substances that can have neurological effects and that might even violate people's religious beliefs. When we look at the fact that many of these vaccines are cultured in aborted fetal tissue, if nothing else, that should hit the Christian crowd and make think maybe this is not such a great idea.
Yeah, and even if that doesn't get you, the animal RNA and DNA that's also present, in addition to human DNA via aborted fetal cell lines, that should be problematic as well, mixing the DNA of animals and humans via injection.
Yep. We don't want any chimeras out there, and that's what we're...
Right.
Who knows what could result from this injection of foreign DNA, animal DNA, human DNA, through these vaccines. It's not good. It's not good, Robert. This is... And then the problem is, not only do the people, the patients, the mothers, the fathers not know this, generally, neither do the doctors. They don't realize what's in the vaccine. All they're told, as you saw in episode one, is here's the vaccine schedule, give them.
Yeah, by the way, the vegans should not be real thrilled about learning that there are animal, much less human, cell lines involved in production as well, just so you want to hit them all. But the idea here is fully informed consent and recognize that we can speak about this because we take no money from pharmaceutical industry, unlike the CDC,
for instance. Robert, I have to admit, I do. There's people out there because I wasn't anti-vaccine enough. I wasn't frothing at the mouth and condemning everyone that vaccinated their baby to go to hell.
Right.
Apparently, since I didn't do that, that now people are saying that I'm funded by Merck.
Whoa. So, really?
Yeah, I have to come clean on the air. I actually do make money from... No, I'm just teasing.
No,
people
of course,
are
it's
accusing
ridiculous.
Me of being funded by Merck because I'm not anti-vaccine enough in the series.
Look, if Merck wants to give us some money, we're going to be open and honest and truthful that your vaccines suck, Merck. They're very dangerous. I'm just going to say it right there. So go ahead, give me some money.
I tell you, man, if I'm funded by Merck, they've done a really bad job of vetting the people they give money to, because I'm not sure how they could have benefited at all from any of the last 7 days.
But right.
That being so, I just wanted to make a little funny there, because there are people saying that, because I wasn't foaming at the mouth enough.
By the way, reminding folks, episode 7, homeoprophylaxis, nozodes, that's probably one of the biggest surprises for people that didn't know anything about that there are other options. And I may bring that up in Canada as well. I will say that I don't believe it's totally necessary, although I do support their use and, of course, utilization not just in prevention but in helping to undo the damage of having either acquired the infection naturally or been artificially introduced to it via vaccination. So there are a lot more things that we can learn and teach together. And TMB, I'm glad you're with me, dedicated to do just that, because it makes my heart happy.
You too, buddy. It's always a pleasure, and we're so excited. The whole family is excited to see you in Toronto. Everybody say, hey, RSV.
Hey, RSV.
Hey, guys, give them the countdown, 3, 2, 1, and they can say the power to heal is yours for everybody to hear. 3, 2,
all right,
1.
3, 2, 1. The power to heal is yours. Nobody joined me.
All right, see you in Toronto, you hoser.
See you, hoser.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.